A squashed mosquito. Now, why'd it die?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of Creation Magazine. Now, Ken, if you smash a mosquito, of course it's going to die. What else would you expect here?
Well, squashing a mosquito can actually help us understand what makes life possible, and it also shows that evolution of living things is impossible. When you smash a mosquito, what happens? Well, obviously, its shape is drastically altered, to put it mildly, and it dies. But what makes it die? Well, think about this. In the dead mosquito, all the thousands of sophisticated chemicals are still there. Many of the structures from the cells and the all-important genetic code for life, the DNA, well, it's still intact. So what's the problem? It's this. Prior to the mosquito's death, it was a highly organized system. But when it was smashed, it became disordered, causing the design of its body to be lost. The finely tuned chemistry was disrupted, resulting in death. Now here's the point. Evolutionists say that millions of years ago, chemicals in some pond came together by chance to form life. But a squashed mosquito has all the chemicals for life, including the DNA present. Without the design of the entire structure, it can't live. Life arising from chemicals by chance is nonsense. Even a dead mosquito can remind us of creation, not evolution.
We'll help you defend Christianity at this summer's Creation College. For information on this and other meetings that may be coming to your area, go to our website, answersradio.com. That's answersradio.com.